It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Harold Bench, Greene County Commissioner, District 1, and former director of the Greene County Health Department. Mr. Bench, we are in the midst of a prescription opioid drug abuse epidemic. How did we get to this place? What happened?
You know, there's probably no one reason that we got to this place. It's a combination of various things. But high among that combination is the overuse of what we refer to as the heavy-duty painkillers. I think possibly in the early days of those drugs, the marketing did not disclose well enough the problem of habitual use of these drugs. And also, I think that possibly those prescribing the drugs were not aware of how their patients were abusing the drug and going to more than one physician for the same drug.
Tell us about prescription drug monitoring programs, or I may call them PDMPs in the rest of the interview. How do they work?
There are several different types, and all of them have their unique ways. They all are geared toward controlling, if you will, the abuse of those particular drugs. However, their mechanism varies from one program to another. Most of these are implemented on the statewide level, although there are some at the local level, which is what ours is. But all of them have one thing in common, and that is to detect those individuals who are abusing the use of those drugs, whether by prescription or whether by getting drugs from someone else, and then supplementing that supply of drugs with other prescription drugs.
How many states have these prescription drug monitoring programs?
We can say now all 50 states. Until the governor implemented the program in the state of Missouri, Missouri was the only state without a drug monitoring program.
And in these locations that have prescription drug monitoring programs, what's the effect that they have? Do they have clear evidence that they actually reduce abuse? Do they reduce the number of prescriptions written? How do they actually work?
The results are mixed, and primarily because there's been various implementation dates of those, and there's very few that have been in place long enough for us to really determine what the overall effect is. There are some that have good quality control that show that they are working. Mm-hmm. But when we look at them overall, the results are across the board.
Is there evidence about them affecting the practices of the doctors who actually prescribe these medications?
I think that is clearly being shown. When physicians can actually see the drug usage, if you will, how their patients are abusing those drugs, it wouldn't be that they're abusing the drug that that physician prescribed, but that patient has not only got a drug from that physician, but has gone to the emergency room, been prescribed the same drug by another physician, and maybe gone to other physicians with a so-called illness that's pain-related, and are getting those drugs filled at numerous pharmacies. This is what's intended to intervene and detect when that's occurring.
Now, Missouri resisted having a statewide program, and I know that there are some objections both on the part mm-hmm. of some of our Missouri politicians and also on doctors. What are some of these objections?
I think the major objection was a concern that this was going to violate your personal privacy rights. I can tell you the one that we have implemented here in Springfield and Greene County goes to great lengths to assure that does not occur. When I look at some of the other programs that have been implemented across the United States, all of those have a strong privacy element in them that helps assure the patient that that information will not be disclosed to just anyone that wants to see it. And I think this was a concern of many physicians as well mm-hmm. because of the HIPAA regulations.
Right.
And I think that now that these programs are being implemented and people have had time to look at them and see this is really not a problem.
Tell us more about the local program. Who administers the program? How is it funded? And maybe some of the mechanisms.
Okay. Our program will go into full effect in October. The management of the program is done through a grant that is administered through the St. Louis County Department of Public Health and Welfare, and it is a Department of Justice grant. The reason that it has come to the local level rather than to the state is, as we discussed a moment ago, Missouri was not passing a prescription drug monitoring program. The Department of Justice grants were coming only to the states that implemented those programs. When Missouri finally refused to implement the program, the Department of Justice reached out to the St. Louis County Health Department and said, "Will you be the agent that's monitoring this program or managing this program for any county and municipality that wants to become involved?" They agreed to do that. They then, St. Louis County, reached out to the other health departments of the state, and now over 50% of the state's population will be covered under a drug monitoring program.
How is the Greene County Springfield program different from the statewide program?
The statewide program is administered by the Missouri Department of Health, and the results are the information that is accrued from the filling of the prescriptions goes to the State Department of Health, where it is, that information is housed. It does not go to the physicians that are filling the prescriptions, but it's there for, like, certification boards and others to look at, are people really doing what they should be doing in the way of prescribing opioids. The program that we have entered into is a program where the physician, when calling up a patient's record, can see what that patient has been taking as opposed to what he prescribed. If that patient got opioids several different places, it will show up on that physician's call up when he calls up that patient's name. So then the physician can better manage what that patient is taking rather than overprescribe. I think they both can work together.
Thank you, Mr. Bench, for speaking to us. I am Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org. Also, Mr. Bench will speak at our League meetings in September. For dates, times, and locations, go to lwvswmo.org.